Hello. How is everybody?
Great. How are you?
Good. Good.
Okay. This is Teresa Velasquez. This is the Beauty Queen special for Hollywood Connections, Dawn Reese. And I am the currently Classic Miss Universe Tourism 22. And I wanted to start the show with a song by Lee Knox that was Promise You. Lee is a talented singer, composer, musician, and author. He is amazing. He has written thousands of songs. So that was one of his beautiful songs. Thank you, Lee. You're listening. Now, next we have Trey, and he is a rising star. And I would like to ask Trey some questions. Trey.
Yes, what's up?
Okay. This is, go ahead and tell them your name.
My name is Trey Knepp. I'm from Southern Indiana. I'm 20 years old.
Southern Indiana. Okay.
Yep.
So I wanted to ask you, how did you get started singing? You mentioned something about when you were little, 14 years old.
Oh, yeah, when I was about 13 or 14 years old, I was in my grandpa's basement, actually, and I found a guitar case in that corner, and I asked him if I could have it, you know, practice with it, and he just gave it to me, and now here I am.
That's great. Yeah, and I understand you have a musical family. Yeah? Who inspired you? Was it somebody in your family, somebody else?
Oh, man, I'd be lying to you if I told you it was just one person because, you know, I got all kind of, I mean, all my older cousins, older brothers, you know, they all play music. And
wow.
Just watching them play made me want to pick it up or something.
Yeah, you can't help but get involved, huh, with the family.
Yeah, for sure.
That's wonderful. Yeah, so the holidays, do you get together and play songs and all that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then how did you get interested in recording? I understand you were involved with a Grammy producer, and he helped you with your recording.
Oh, yeah. When I signed with Atlas Star, they, you know, I had a song I just wrote, and they said that I need to get in the studio and record it right away. So they turned me to True Phonics Studios in Charleston.
Now, who said Joe? Was that Joe? Our friend Joe?
Yeah, that was Joe, the man.
Joe got you involved?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's great. Okay, so I wanted to play a song, the one that you wrote. It's called Small Town Somewhere USA.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Okay.
Someone made us 15 miles an hour. The boys, they'll rip it up right. Back where them stars are watched from a water tower. Others blinded by them city lights. Somewhere's for a cane pole, dirt old dance floor. And if it ain't, then that's a damn shame. Out here in small towns, somewhere USA. And a party crowd, a trail out back you know about. We can hang clothes on the limb, throw our words in the wind, hit a home run, I'm going for the win. Welcome to small town, somewhere USA.
Great. Thank you so much, Trey. That was an amazing song. You wrote that, right?
Yep, I did.
Wow, that was wonderful. Very, very talented. This is Trey. So we'll be having him hopefully for next time. My next guest is Nancy. And we have Nancy Contreras. You there?
Yes, I am.
All right. She's a former World Classic Miss Tourism 2020, and she's currently Miss Royalty America 2021. Nancy, I wanted to ask you some questions. How did you get started in pageants?
Well, we go back to the early 90s. My granddaughter, we started her in pageantry and modeling. And as she went through the early years of pageantry, she said, "Grandma, I want you to be in pageant with me." So
aww.
In 1999, I did my first pageant. I won Miss Wonderful Woman. It was exciting. I also did talent, and I won talent. I danced to Janet Jackson's Together Again. And
cool.
I don't know, I just got the pageant blood. And
yeah, absolutely.
My granddaughter
pageant
and
fever.
I just, yeah, we just, you know, the judges asked me afterwards, you know, what's your next pageant? I said, well,
yeah,
this was my first.
Yeah, you seem to love it. You think that's wonderful. That's it's really good. And do you think that pageants help women as far as their self-esteem, confidence, grace, you know, be more graceful and that kind of thing?
Oh, most definitely. I don't know how to explain it. It's so many opportunities to gain the confidence for your speaking ability, to gain new friends. That coincides with liking to do pageants, the traveling, the sisterhood. It's just, I don't know, pageant, it gives you the opportunity to get out. And I'm a senior, so, you know, it makes me feel good. It makes women, you know, if you can get it. My friends that tell me, "I can't do that." Oh, yes, you can. You can get up here and you can strut yourself.
That's wonderful.
You know, put on a beautiful gown and you will feel beautiful.
Yes. Believe in yourself. Yeah, you know, you're never too old for this kind of stuff. And now they have pageants for all ages, right? All kinds of of ages, from little ones all the way to seniors. So thank you, Nancy. I will hopefully have you next time as well for the show. That was great. Thank you. I have to go next. That's my next guest, which is Lakeisha Carman. We don't have her here, but we do have her film clip. It's called Braid Shop. And Lakeisha is a screenwriter, author, and actress. And her Braid Shop, synopsis, you wanted me to read this. The film is called Braid Shop. The synopsis is: a college student loses her mom to cancer, who was a hairdresser with a braiding shop. Now, the daughter has to drop out of school to take care of her younger brother, who is a star athlete, opens up her mom's legacy braid shop that was left behind and has been closed for a few years. The daughter is angry with the father, who she temporarily gets out of their lives. This is a sidebuster comedy that brings laughter, tears, and is heartwarming. Again, this is Braid Shop. Could you play the film clip? Anyway, this is going to the premiere in Modesto in Los Angeles, California.
What's wrong?
So that'll be the first showing. And she has great plans for all her projects. Will we find the video? Great, go ahead and play.
Yeah, she was doing too much.
No.
She wasn't doing too much.
Brandy, Braid's just losing the shop.
What? How do you know that?
Okay, so what took me so long was I had to buckle her in. And when I reached over, I saw some papers. So I took a picture.
Wait, you took a picture of her mail? Are you crazy? You know that's a federal offense, right?
Are you serious right now?
As a heart attack.
Just look.
I'm not about to be your accomplice.
Will you stop that and just look, please? We're not gonna have a job. Or a shop.
What the hell?
Can't talk to her tonight. So I'll have to wait till tomorrow.
Hello? Hello, is it already played? Okay, well, thank you so much. Is it over? It's just 1 minute. Because I can't hear it from here. Anyway, our next, we have a discussion today on music in our schools. Thank you, Lakeisha, for that film clip, and hope to have more of your projects on Hollywood Connections, pageant reporter Hollywood Connections. And then we have a topic today, music in our schools, and we have Deborah Hammer and Nancy Sevier. Nancy, how do you pronounce your last name? Sevier, right?
Sevier.
Sevier. Yeah, like severe. Very okay. Sevier. So Nancy and Deborah are going to be discussing music in our schools. And Nancy is a retired elementary teacher who was taught from the 70s to 90s, and currently she is a Miss Tourism Legacy Queen. And then we have Deborah. She is a radio producer, scriptwriter, and actress. She holds an AA degree in journalism and a Bachelor of Arts degree in English Communication Arts. And she was with the Stockton Symphony Alliance and writes music as well. Let's start with Deborah. Deborah, what do you think about music in our schools?
It's very important.
You said something about brain function and things like that.
Yes. And thanks, Teresa, for the introduction and for having me on today. But yes, this is so important because it's been defunded a lot. You know, it's been a lot of discussion and different ideas about this. Important, but it is important. What I've done as far as research, I found out that according to the National Association for Music Education, they talk about how it helps students with their to develop language and reasoning skills, and also it helps with creativity, as far as other experts say. As far as learninglistoff.com says, it helps with self-esteem. Benefits of music also. Help with social skills and the self-esteem that you get when you learn to play a musical instrument or to sing and accomplish that. So it's a sense of accomplishment, and also the listening skills are important and all go together, math skills and relieving stress. And I found that music also causes the brain to light up, Teresa, which is really exciting. Nancy, we talked about that too, but it makes the music causes your brain to completely light up. It activates your brain. And that's important for students and also for any age. So when a piece of music is put on, your brain lights up. Hard to picture, right? But they have these diagrams. You find it when you do research about this and look it up. And I talked about this, as you mentioned, with those who came on my radio programs who were musicians and the maestro of the Stockton Symphony. He just said music makes you smarter. Because of those reasons, the activity is awakened. And it just makes your brain... really light up, and you have a heightened sensitivity and awareness of everything, and activates.
Yeah, and socially too. Socially, it helps you.
Right, and it makes you more alert. And that's from musicandmemory.org, which has a lot to do with people with dementia, Alzheimer's disease. This is where that came from. But it's taking tests as far as PET scans, and I've seen this happen. So that's why it's so important, and it keeps people alert who are having those problems. And, of course, affects young children are really exposed to music, are definitely going to be more alert for other classes and do well.
Absolutely. Let me ask Nancy. Nancy, what do you think as far as music in our schools?
Well, I agree with everything that she said. And, you know, like to a degree, like within the school system, yes, it needs to stay in the school system. My daughter is dyslexic, but yet if you played music, it actually helped her, you know, and I don't mean, you know, all the banging music. If you played, you know, the soft type music, it could help in the classrooms when they were doing tests. With my daughter being dyslexic, you know, she would get that much more tense. But if you played soft music, you know, it helps to relax the children. And that way they were able to concentrate better and do better on the test. But you could use music in all other types of situations, such as if we had a rainy day while I was, you know, teaching, then, you know, during recess, they couldn't go outside. So we had all the classrooms in the auditorium. Well, to get out the pent-up, all the energy that they had, since they couldn't go outside for recess and they were in the auditorium, we would actually put music on and we would do, okay, we did aerobics back then. I forget what they call it now. But we would do aerobics to get out that pent-up energy, which we're doing that to music, of course. And they loved it. So, you know, music was, and it still is, you know, something that helps stimulate the brain, and it helps their total learning process. You know, of course, it's got to be the right music, you know, because I'm old school. I don't go with the grunge or anything like that, of course. You know, I don't understand that. But music does help stimulate the brain.
Yeah, what about as far as socially, what do you, Deborah, what do you think about the social side of it with music? How does it help people? I know with dancing, we have, you know, we play music, and it helps people to be more social, to get out and, you know, connect with people. You know, so it's very important for us as human beings to connect with each other socially. So music does that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I told you.
What do you think?
We were going to school. We had to do folk dancing. I had to do, but our teacher had every year. It was part of the curriculum, Teresa, was dance. And once
yes.
We were already getting ready all the time for our big annual May festival, where we danced on the Maypole. And every group, back in when I was a child in elementary school, we began with folk dance. Every grade, first grade on through sixth, has folk dances assigned to them. And you had to dance
with
boys for the first time. They didn't always go over very well, you know, boys and girls. But it went well, and that's part of how you learn to socialize and get along and work together.
Definitely.
On a project. So that was that concentration that goes along with this. You had to get the steps right, coordination, all of that, and memory.
Yeah, you had your hand memory and everything going with that type of thing.
Everything, and how to get along with each other, because
yes.
You had to work together and united.
Yeah, you work together, something in common, and it really helps all around, you know. Good exercise, you get to be with people and have fun, and, you know, music does that, and of course, dance steps go to music. So, yeah, socially, it's very good for you.
Exactly.
So, is there anything else you'd like to add as far as music in our schools? Nancy?
Yeah. Other than the fact that they need to keep it?
Yeah, they need to keep it.
Yeah.
Right.
They need to keep it, huh?
Keep it. Definitely.
That's what's important. Yeah, they need to keep the music in the school for sure.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's very important for the kids to have that, you know, to have,
definitely.
Like Delta College, to have music there. I've been part of the choir there, you know, for a couple of years and worked with Jaffe, you know, Jaffe.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know yourself, because, you know, you sing.
It's great, you know,
you
to
dance.
Have music.
You know, like I say, you know yourself. You sing, you dance, you know what music does. So, you know, you're right there with us agreeing, you know, that
happy.
Music definitely needs to be, you know. And, I mean, you know, it helps the happy endorphins in the brain.
Yes, and, makes you happy and makes you, fills you with life. And it's just, it's very good for you, you know, good for everyone. People need to do it more and have fun out of life to, you know, to enjoy life. And that's one way of doing it with music, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah.
And, yeah, absolutely. So, It's great, you know, that we still have music in our schools. We need to continue doing that.
Absolutely.
And making sure that continues for sure. And
absolutely.
Then, now you write music too, Deborah, right?
I do love to compose. That's a good outlet too when you feel something emotional, an emotional outlet. If you have a strong feeling about something. Like I was thinking about our city of Staunton, where we live out in California. They were looking for people to compose a theme song, and I did that. I worked it out with some young, well, not young, they were gentlemen who are with a local quartet, and they helped me put together in real notation format to make a song for Staunton before the pandemic. And it's still here, and I hope to do more with that. And
awesome.
Other things, too, areas, too, where there's a young boy who's been sick a long time. We discussed that, Teresa. And I wrote a song for him to cheer him up. And I hope to.
Well, you have to write a song for the show one of these days.
Yeah.
Anyway, we have a few minutes, and I wanted to play a song by Randall Rutledge. It's called The Orchid and the Rose. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Thank you, Nick.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. They both hold beauty and sweet love for me, but I can only have one for eternity. For God made one woman for one man, but I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. One will bloom and blossom, the other fade away. My poor heart will both live and die today. As I'm standing on the mountain, staring in heaven above, Lord, please forgive me, it's both of them I love. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.